Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 26th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and again, it's our privilege and joy to share a message from God's Word to encourage you this morning. We had a nice snowfall yesterday afternoon and through the evening, and now we're looking out on a nice white coating. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just our desire today. We want to share two scriptures related to today's message, Psalm 90, verse 2, and Revelation 1, verse 8. Brooksine will read those scriptural portions this morning.
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
Periodically a song comes along that really grips our attention. I'm sure you've had this experience as well. I recall back in the 80s when Ray Bolt's song, Thank You, first came out. It really captured the heart of ministry and reminded us of the bigger picture when we get to the other side. I still enjoy hearing it. There's a song that's been hitting Brooksine and me like that the last several weeks. Some of you have probably heard it. It builds to a powerful refrain. I would sure enjoy seeing Brooksine lead a group of the redeemed, enthusiastically singing it.
One line that has really blessed us expresses a truth that we know, but we need regularly reinforcing this absolute truth as we face life's turbulence. It simply says, My God, He was. My God, He is. My God, He's always going to be.
Well, this truth is not simply the musical contrivance of a young 21st century musician. It's expressed abundantly in the scriptures. Just consider the last phrase from our daily scripture portion. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. This expresses the eternality of God, one of God's attributes, although not all treatments of his attributes specifically deal with this one.
An interesting online resource known as
Theopedia.
Theopedia.
Taken off Wikipedia, actually.
States this. The eternality of God refers to his timeless nature. God had no beginning and will have no end. This is one of the foundational beliefs of Christianity. If God is not eternal, then eternal life is not his to give to anyone. Also, if God had a beginning, he too would have need of a creator, at which point he is not the one true God. Without the eternality of God, Christianity is futile. God's eternal nature is very important to us because it ensures that God will always be there for us. Whenever we need him, no matter when we are troubled, our eternal God will always be there for us. There are numerous references throughout Scripture about God's eternal nature. Isaiah 57:15 says this, For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity. 1 Timothy 1:17 To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
This eternal Almighty God has revealed himself to us and sent his only begotten Son to pay the price for our redemption as fallen sinners. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the Alpha and the Omega, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Let's praise him today and rest in his steadfast care, no matter what turbulence you are going through. The particular line that we enjoy from the song is this, My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God, he's always gonna be.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to express gratitude that you included us in your marvelous handiwork. All the universe declares your glory, Almighty God, who creates, sustains, and watches over your creation. You created us with a soul that is at the very heart of our existence here on earth, and it will exist eternally in the life to come. While the foundations are being destroyed here on earth, we, the redeemed, find great comfort and immense hope in your eternal foundation. It is from eternity past and eternity future, with no beginning and no end. Only a loving God like you would choose to include us in your vast plan and find delight in us, in all our humanness. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise for all eternity. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
Amen. Well, we hope this message has encouraged you today. We have a number of different various resources up on our website today. A beautiful photo that is taken down in North Carolina heads up our written message today with the daily verse, the first one on it. Also have several links to the particular musician that wrote the song. Aaron Schuster's website includes not only a full audio of the song, but also a video and a link to the lyrics if you'd like to look it up. Oh, we have a lot today. We also have a link to Theopedia, which I just discovered this morning, that has kind of laid out like Wikipedia, the online dictionary and encyclopedia, but dealing only with theological issues, and it's very interesting, the little poking I did. And there actually are some others today, including a couple of photos. I want to end with a humorous note. Last Friday's message was prompted by a license plate I saw that said, "You are blessed," and a reader from out in Washington, I'd placed the photo up of that license plate. Actually, it was a doctor photo that I made for my license plate, but put the words on. And a reader out in Washington, or perhaps a podcast listener, just sent me a simple message back, a Washington State license plate that had Amen on it. So we got a real kick out of that. We also have a reflection today of our experience this week at a very conservative Mennonite wedding, and an experience that very few have had, even in our area. It was quite a privilege to be invited. If you'd like to read that, it's all on our site today at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you are not reading the message the 26th of February, just go back to the message dated Monday, February 26th, using the archives or previous message feature. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful, be encouraged, and recognize truly from everlasting to everlasting, God is God.